If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Parents, teachers, I know a lot of teachers listen at this time on their way into school. Be honest with us in trying to gauge where bullying is at this era that we're living in. 314-531-9898. Do you feel like bullying has changed over the years? Do you feel like it's more, less, always kind of looks the same, it like exists in schools, or do you feel like it's hit an all-time high? Hannah's family had kind of witnessed bullying, and it really upset Hannah because you feel like it's almost different than when you were at school almost.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Safe to say I was really shocked with this. It was a couple weeks ago. My niece was at school and she witnessed a physical bullying attack. She wasn't involved, but she saw it, and it was on the news. It was a huge deal, and I hated it for so many reasons, but one of them being that I guess I'm naive. When I think of bullying in 2025, I would think it would be cyberbullying. Yeah. I had no idea that kids put their hands on each other. Like, even when I was in school, I never saw physical fighting. So the fact that my 11-year-old niece saw a fight break out makes me sick to my stomach. I hate that she had to see that. I worry about all those kids being traumatized from seeing that. And I can't imagine that the two kids involved in this fight, like, how they feel. Like, I guess I'm naive. I don't know. I was shocked to hear that physical bullying and physical violence is a thing right now. I'm just shocked.
Did you witness it, Kevin, back in your day?
No, not really. Not physical. I do remember as a kid, there were two girls who got into fisticuffs from two rival schools back on the playground when I was in eighth grade, but it was more of a I slap you type fight. But still, it was physical. As a teacher, it was more of the name calling. A lot of yo mamas. That was like,
really?
That's what your mamas were totally on, huh? You know, and it's hard to, I mean, it never got to the point of physicality, but the name calling can drive people crazy. I mean, unfortunately, my son's dealt with it with his friends.
That's true. I forgot about that.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's a weird line between joking and bullying.
Is that, what, is it in person though? Or is it over the phone? It just shocks me that kids don't even really know how to talk to each other face to face. But then they would put their hands on each other?
That's crazy.
I used to see a lot of physical fights.
Like, really?
Yeah. I'm
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I would say, and I went to like a suburb, like school, like in Chicago. It wasn't like I was in the, you know, the hood, you know. But yeah, there was a lot of like physical fights in the hallways. In high school, probably your niece and nephew are in middle school. It's a little different. I don't know how many fights I saw in middle school, really. But like in high school, there was a lot of fights that happened in you know, in the hallways and things like that. What I am surprised by is like the Mean Girls burn book is all over social media. Like I wonder how teachers hear about it. I wonder if teachers know about it. Like, it's one thing to see these physical fights that break out every now and then. It's another thing to realize, like, teachers, how do you even police that? Like, it's one thing, like, stand in between. People are going to push each other and shove. That's how it was back in the day. Or you hear and see the name calling in classes. It's another thing when they're, like, texting each other quietly in the class and you don't know about it.
The big quiet demon.
Yeah. You went to a private school, AB. Was that like a thing?
I don't think I've ever seen a physical fight.
Really?
I really don't think I have, yeah.
Did you feel like cybering bullying was a thing?
Yeah.
And so there was.
That was always a thing growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious from parents and teachers, do you see physical? Is it old school name calling? Is it hidden through the text messages, through social media? What does bullying look like? And as someone who has been a teacher or someone who's witnessed as a parent, do you feel like it's different than your time at school? Is it worse or is it better? Where are we at with that? And how are you trying to deal with it as a parent or as a teacher? 314-531-9898. That's what I love about being part of the show and having you being part of the show is we could talk about silly things and we could talk about serious things. And today on the Brett Mega Show, we're talking about bullying. Do you feel like bullying in school has changed? Always look the same, always sucks, always bad, always at a high? Or are we in uncharted territory as parents, as teachers, trying to navigate how to deal with bullying? 314-531-9898. Hannah was surprised that in middle school, the things were getting so physical. And not just like the things got physical, but the rumors that bullying was happening for so long and people didn't even notice it because the way it happens now.
Right.
That was happening at your niece's middle school, right?
Yeah, I was just shocked to hear that bullying was such a prominent thing, nor less that it would be physical. I mean, I was just shocked to hear that. I thought for sure it would be dying down, and if anything, it would just be through the phones.
I'm not surprised that it's grown because of social media, because like you know, back in my day, like we didn't have social media, like Instagram. I don't even know if it didn't even exist and things like that when I was in elementary school and high school. And so I'm not surprised that I am surprised the old school way of like let's fight in the hallway in the lockers, let's take it out back behind the, you know, the football field and meet up. That still exists. 314-531-9898.
Well, you know, I mean, as I'm reading through these texts from teachers and parents, they're saying a lot of the similar things. Unfortunately, it starts when these kids are young. Unfortunately, the distraction of phones and younger parents who don't really know how to police their own kids, don't really know how to stop the bullying from their own kids, and it just continues to grow.
In defense of the parents, though, it's it's hard. Like, it's not like I'm making an excuse for them, but like, we're all just trying to do our best. It is like Vietnam out there. Like, you don't know what's happening.
But sadly, it has grown more physical, and some high schools have even had to cancel prom because of violence or the possibility of violence at a dance.
Wow.
That breaks my
heart. That's so sad. I had no idea this was happening.
Jen, you're a teacher. Do you feel like, is it worse? Is it better? Where is bullying at for you?
Yeah, it's 100% worse. And I think it is because of social media, because kids will start teasing or whatever that people are like, oh, that's just teasing. But I just tell my students, your intentions might be to make a joke, but you don't know how that's going to hit. And then if the kid reacts in a way that's like, oh, that kind of hurt my feelings, then they call them dramatic. And then they start bombarding them through social media and making fun of them. Mm. And kids don't know how to regulate themselves on a phone, so they're constantly picking up and constantly being reminded of that what started off as fairly innocuous has now turned into a torment. And so the cyberbullying has made it worse. And at school, as a teacher, we can't see what they're doing, and they're doing it in the middle of class. And it's so hard. I mean, we've got so many other things going on that it's hard to police that. And I just think because of social media, people have gotten used to just being able to like rant and say whatever they want without accountability. But now students do that to each other out loud without thinking, hey, how is this going to hit on this kid?
Jen, well said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call and your explanation of what it's like to be a teacher in these trying times. So we appreciate all the hard work you have to do. So thank you so much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That's something I didn't think of either, is like back in our day, if you like, you know, made a joke or you were teasing someone in the classroom, the bell would ring and the day would be over. Now it's like warfare after class. Like,
right.
I wouldn't see the kid who, like, if you and me were arguing in class, the bell would ring, I would go home for the day. We wouldn't see each other to the next day. And then it's like, I don't know, do we really want to fight? Do we really want to pick up this battle? But the battle immediately starts with, I can just grab my phone and just keep going after each other.
That is so sad.
I didn't even think about that. Lisa, as an elementary school teacher, the phone isn't an issue for you. So what is it like navigating bullying as an elementary school? Has that changed at all, or is it always still going to be the same in elementary school?
Well, for me, in elementary school, it's the same. And I work in a district where there's not a lot of technology. I'm not in a affluent district, so there's not a lot of technology. So it is more physical.
Oh, my gosh.
It's usually, however, you know, they're going back and forth, and then there's a fight. There are instances, however, where one child will be targeted and picked on regularly, which almost seems like some children can't help but pick on other people when they see vulnerable children. But with the little ones, it's more physical, but it's usually name calling and then a fight and you break it up. It's not ongoing.
We've been talking a lot about how social media could be like a root of the problem, but I guess even not. Like, I guess bullies are going to bully because they don't even have technology in elementary schools, and bullying still finds a way to be prominent.
I think that's why it's 100% worse. The old school foundation of what bullying looks like, the name calling, the teasing, the kicking, punching, biting that you like see at the elementary school level never goes away. So it's like old school on top of new school. It's like we've morphed into something bigger, but it's not like we got rid of the old school. It's not like, oh, now it's only cyberbullying, like you had said. I thought it would only be cyberbullying. It's like we have the old school and the new school morphed into one.
And it's
harder to be a teacher than ever before, and it's harder to be a parent than ever before. So if you are a parent or a teacher that is listening, you're doing your best, I'm sure. It is really, really challenging. But thank you, teachers, who have a really difficult job managing all of that. And it goes to show you that I think some of us blame because there's people like, well, parents have to be accountable. It's harder than ever before. It is like warfare out there, and it's harder to be a teacher than ever before. So, you know, I'll give yourself grace. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
So Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly recently welcomed their daughter. So I'll give you an update on how it is with them co-parenting together in just 3 minutes.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray.
On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.